There is that school bell. When you hear the bell, you get your Bible. Or at least you get ready for a Bible study. And if you don't have a Bible handy, just listen, because I'm going to be reading from the Scriptures. And I so enjoy doing that. You know, for many years, many, many years, people did not have access to Bibles in their homes. And even if they did, there were many that did not know how to read. And the way that they came to the knowledge of the Word of God was by gathering together while someone would read the Bible out loud to them. And so that's what I'm going to be doing on the radio today. We've been studying the history on the Old Testament, zeroing in on this history of the judges. And in the middle of this story of the judges, found in the book of Judges in 1 Samuel, between those two, we have the story of Ruth. And we read in our last class and discussed the first two chapters of the book of Ruth. And in a few moments, I'm going to begin with chapter 3. You see, Ruth had come with her mother-in-law from the land of Moab to Bethlehem. That was her mother-in-law's home. But now her mother-in-law was a widow, and her two sons were dead, and Ruth was her daughter-in-law. And Ruth was looking after her mother-in-law and had been gleaning. That is, she had been gathering the grains that were left over after the harvest, which was, according to the old law, something that was to be done. And she had been gleaning in the fields of Boaz. And Boaz, you see, was a near kinsman to Naomi, and therefore a near kinsman to Ruth's husband who had died. And we're going to see that in the old law there was provision made for taking care of widows by marrying a near kinsman of a husband that had died. And that's going to come to play in this story. And so we'll begin in just a moment in the book of Ruth, chapter 3, and see how Naomi, the matchmaker, helped fix it up between Ruth and Boaz. While you're turning to the third chapter of Ruth, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our services. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so now, as the school teacher, I'm going to say, everyone get your seats, pull out your school book, and we'll begin reading together. Ruth chapter 3 and verse 1. And Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz our kinsman, with whom maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put on thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the threshing floor. But make not thyself known unto the man, until he hath done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in, and uncover his feet, and lay thee down. And he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest I will do. Ruth chapter 3 and verse 6. And she went down into the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou of Jehovah, my daughter. Thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than in the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not the young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou sayest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a worthy woman. And now it is true that I am a near kinsman. Howbeit there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then I will do the part of a kinsman to thee, as Jehovah liveth. Lie down until the morning. I think it's interesting how she had said to Boaz, spread thy skirt over me. I want you to compare that with what Boaz had said to her when he talked about in the earlier chapter. He said, under whose wings thou art come to take refuge. That's Ruth chapter 2 and verse 12. And really the words in the Hebrew are much more similar. Just as God had spread his wings over Ruth to look after her, so Ruth is now telling Boaz, you know, you need to do that. You need to spread your wings over me. As God has spread his skirt out to cover her, so Boaz, you need to spread your skirt out to cover me. And that's the significance of those terms. Now, in regard to this part of a near kinsman, we can go back to the book of Deuteronomy and see what it says in the old law. It says in Deuteronomy 25 in verse 5, if brethren dwell together, and one of them die and have no son, the wife of the dead shall not be married without unto a stranger, but her husband's brother shall go in unto her, and take her to him to wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother unto her. And it shall be that the firstborn that she beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother that is dead, and his name be not blotted out of Israel. And so that's what Boaz intends to do, to play the part of the near kinsman, the redeemer, the other brother, and to take Ruth to be his wife as he looks after her. Now let's continue with the story. Ruth chapter 3 and verse 14. And she lay at his feet until the morning. And she rose up before one could discern another, for he said, let it not be known that the woman came to the threshing floor. And he said, bring the mantle that is upon thee, and hold it. And she held it. And he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her. And he went to the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, these are 6 measures of barley he gave me. For he said, go not empty to thy mother-in-law. Then said she, sit still, my daughter, until thou knowest the matter will fall. For the man will not rest until he hath finished the thing this day. Ruth chapter 4 and verse 1. Now Boaz went up to the gate, and sat down there, and behold, a near kinsman whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, oh, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city, and said, sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the near kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of our country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to disclose it unto thee, saying, buy it before them that sit here, and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know. For there is none to redeem it besides thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field at the hand of Naomi, thou must also buy it of Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up a name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the near kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Take thou my right of redemption on thee, for I cannot redeem it. Ruth 4 and verse 7. Now this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning the exchanging and to confirm all things. A man drew off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. And this was the manner of attestation in Israel. So the near kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thyself, And he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and all the people, You are a witness this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. Jehovah make the woman that is coming to thy house like Rachel and like Leah, which did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which Jehovah shall give thee of this young woman. Ruth chapter 4 and verse 13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And he went in unto her, and Jehovah gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be Jehovah, who hath not left thee this day without a near kinsman, and let his name be famous in Israel, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of life and a nourisher of thine old age, for thy daughter-in-law, who loveth thee, who is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it, and the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. A couple of things here to notice. That was that he would be, this little baby, to Naomi, a restorer of thy life. I want you to remember, Naomi's name means pleasantness, but she was saying, Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. That means bitterness. For the Lord hath dealt bitterly with me. But now she is so proud of this little grandson, and she holds it to her breast. And the women were saying, Well, there's a son born to Naomi. I mean, it was Ruth's son that was born. But Naomi loved that little baby Obed so much that they would just kind of chuckle and say that about the little old lady. There is a son born to Naomi. How much she loved him. And it says here that he shall be a restorer of thy life. You know, when you read the 23rd Psalm, there's an expression in that psalm. It says, He restoreth thy soul. And that's the words in the Hebrew that are found here, a restorer of thy life. And the lesson here is that the Lord, who is our shepherd, He restoreth our soul. What did that little baby Obed do to Naomi? Well, it changed her from bitterness back to pleasantness, because it gave her a reason to live and something to live for. And what does the good shepherd do for us? In the 23rd Psalm, He restoreth our soul. He gives us a reason to live and gives us something to live for, so that our lives will not be bitter, but pleasant as well. Now let me read the last of this in the book of Ruth. It says in Ruth 4:18, Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez beget Hezron, and Hezron beget Ram, and Ram beget Aminadab, and Aminadab beget Nashon, and Nashon beget Solomon, and Solomon beget Boaz, and Boaz beget Obed, and Obed beget Jesse, and Jesse beget David. You see, this story of Ruth links the Old Testament stories of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, and Perez, to the stories of David and the kings that follow, linking the promise made to Judah and then the promise made to David of a Messiah that would come. Well, Ruth is indeed a lovely book, and we'll go from Ruth now to the book of 1 Samuel, where we'll be completing the story of the history of Israel in regard to the judges. Come visit us at the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe.